On this day, we celebrate a very wonderful feast, one that is very close to our heart, the feast of His Holiness, St. Pius X. It is also the feast, in some martyrologies, of St. Gregory the Great. It was on this day, in the year 590, that he was elected and crowned Pope of the Church. Now, St. Pius lives many centuries later, like we do. He was born in Italy in the region of Venice, and first of all, he was a good boy, a good student, a very poor family. His father died when he was very young, just a little boy still. His baptismal name, by the way, was Joseph Taylor, Giuseppe Sarto, which is what it means in Italian. Giuseppe Sarto, which today is Wednesday, day dedicated to St. Joseph. So a very good coincidence. He went to the seminary in Treviso, not too far. It's all in the Venetian region of Italy, in the northeast of Italy. And then he was ordained to the priesthood and was named a professor at the seminary, eventually rector of the seminary. And then the Holy Father, I don't know if it was still Gregory the 16th or Leo the 13th already, he named him Bishop of Mantua. And so there he ruled over the diocese. It was a terrible mess. But the church in Italy at that time was on terrible, terrible persecution from the Masons. You know, some people think the Masons are our friends and their benefactors. They're not. They're wicked, wicked, evil people. And so they persecuted the church. Even in this diocese, Bishop Presida told me that when he became bishop in 1975, the Masons had burned a church in one of the cities of the city, of this diocese. This is as far, as near as 1975. So let us not be fooled by their pretensions. The devil has many pretensions. He always wants to be your friend until he sends you rolling into the fires of hell. And so, the diocese was a mess. The parishes were a mess. Many places, they had priests, but they were not properly instituted as pastors of the parishes. So he began to reform the place to put it back into order. He did such a good job that the Holy Father named him to be the Patriarch of Venice. And there, too, there were many troubles. It took a long time before they would let him in because they knew that he meant business. So finally, he was let in and he began to reform the diocese as well. When Leo XIII died in 1903, the conclave was called and all the cardinals, by this time, of course, Giuseppe was a cardinal, and he went to the Vatican for the conclave. And even though he tried to avoid it, and said no at first, again and again, they said yes, yes, yes. He was elected to be Pope, and he chose the name of Pius X. He began a lot of reforms in the church, in the liturgy, in sacred music, in the way the sacraments are given out. I mean, it was he, of course, that instituted the fact that children should receive Holy Communion at the age of reason, not wait till they were teenagers. And of course, many other things that he did for the church. And he started the promulgation of the new code of canon law, which was in effect until 1983, when St. John Paul II published a new code of canon law. But many say the code of canon law of St. Pius was much better. Either way, we can follow both and not go wrong. In the meantime, he fought the most pernicious heresy in the church, the heresy that was called modernism. Now, that has nothing to do with being modern or having cell phones or good cars or anything like that. It was just called that by the Pope. He said it was the Medusa of heresies. All the heresies that had ever been pronounced in the church for 1900 years, they were included in the heresy of modernism, which denied everything in the Holy Catholic faith. So he began to put it down forcefully. And then, of course, the devil never rests. Don't think and don't let him fool you. At the beginning of the summer of 1914, something happened, which was, of course, the doings of the devil and his demons. And the heir to the throne of the Austro-Hungarian Empire was shot in Sarajevo by, I believe it was Gabrielo Princips. Either way, he was a terrorist, and he shot the heir and his wife, too. He wanted to get rid of them. Well, you know, such a long-standing family as the Habsburgs and that of Emperor Franz Josef, it wasn't going to have just one heir. So there were others, and the one who succeeded in the throne was none other than Blessed Charles, who is already blessed and shall be canonized, hopefully, soon. So today, many, many things and the accomplishments of this great saint, St. Pius X, from humble origins to greatness, and he himself was canonized in 1954 by Venerable Pius XII, and his incorrupt body was taken in procession after the canonization to St. Peter's, where it rests and may be seen by the faithful who come in today as in this holy year of hope. St. Pius is indeed a saint of hope, that no matter how bad things are, they can become better. As he went to the basilica to the right, right after the baptismal font, is the altar in which you could see the incorrupt body of St. Pius X. May he intercede for us and once again procure peace for the church, so horribly divided in our day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.